Paul, could you read it again?
Yeah. The NFC recommends to the PNB that it create a network-wide task force to determine categories, maybe that should be like financial categories, so that all units are using the same categories and can generate comparable financial documents.
I didn't say categories of income and expenses.
Okay.
Bill for the stack.
All right. I've got Serene on stack. I put myself behind her. Then I just heard Bill and Adriana. And we have 2 minutes remaining.
Friendly amendment.
Serene, go ahead.
Okay, so I believe this is called a chart of accounts, and I believe there is one. Whether or not people are using it is a different story. So I would ask that we postpone or table this motion until such a time as the National Finance Office can tell us what, in fact, they are using, if there is a chart of accounts that's been distributed to the stations, and whether it is generally used with some degree of consistency. I don't know that we need it at the task force or work group or whatever.
All right, Serena, I need to know whether you're tabling or postponing. Tabling means it goes away, but it can come back at any time by majority vote. Postponing means you're setting it off to a particular meeting.
Tabling.
Okay, motion to table is not debatable. Does anyone object to tabling this motion?
Well, Oliver, to raise a point of order?
Yes, sir.
Can't come back at any time if you table, and I think it's you can bring it off the table at this meeting or the next meeting. The meeting after that, you can't bring it off the table. It has to be made anew. Just a point of order.
This is Lydia.
Paul, the language of Roberts is it can come back up within the same session. You're interpreting session to mean two consecutive meetings?
Okay. We can look this up. My memory of this is that it can be at the current meeting or the next meeting, not just session. I think it comes up. If it's session, then it's only tonight it can come up.
This is Lydia.
Okay, I'm issuing a ruling in response to a point of order. My ruling as chair is that the way we interpret the language regarding sessions in Roberts, this applies to the national board since I've been on it, is that the session comprises the full term, and that items can be removed from the table during the remainder of the year that
a year
this committee. The year that we're seated on the committee. If you want to challenge the ruling of the chair, we can spend 3 minutes voting on it.
Unfortunately, I seriously need to challenge that. This is not clearly.
Okay.
I appeal the ruling of the chair.
Okay. We're going to vote on whether to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Well, we have to. It's debatable.
It is debatable.
Okay.
You've made your point. I've made my point. Oh,
no,
Anyone else want to jump in?
I haven't made my point. The point is that these meetings that we have are very clearly, by Robert's definition, individual meetings and sessions. The only way we could get multiple meetings in a session in our format would be to fix the time, adjourn the meeting to another time, like move to adjourn this meeting to, next Thursday or something. That's how we would have multiple meetings inside one session. But for us, we have new sessions just about every time we have a meeting. We rarely adjourn a meeting. So I think it's dangerous to try and redefine session in that way.
Does anyone else want to wade into the debate?
Let's vote.
Okay. The question is whether to uphold the ruling of the chair. Paul, could you please call the roll?
Okay. Yes is upholding the ruling of the chair. No is against upholding the ruling of the chair. Lydia Brezon.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
I think he's wrong, so no.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, no. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Nancy Sorten?
Abstain.
Barbara Wipperman. Okay, it's 6-4, 2 against, 1 abstention.
All right. Paul, I don't have my copy of Roberts handy, but I'll look it up and change my ruling at our next meeting if I find out I was wrong. In any case, the vote before the body will be to table, which is not debatable. So, is there an objection to tabling this motion?
Brian, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Lydia.
Yeah, I keep trying to say I object.
Okay, so we'll call the roll on the motion to table.
Okay. Motion is to table. Lydia Brazan.
No.
Adriana Kasanov.
Abstain.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Brian Edwards Teekert.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Yes. Tony Norman.
Abstain.
Michael Novick?
No.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Nancy Sorten?
No.
Barbara Wipperman? Okay, 4-4, 3 against, 2 abstentions.
That means the motion to table prevails. And we are done with WBAI. We're past the adjournment time that we agreed to when we set the agenda. We still have remaining for review the National Office and the Pacifica Radio Archives and a discussion about additional meetings for budget review. Does anyone want to propose a length of time by which to extend the meeting?
So Bill, I'd like to extend at least 10 minutes.
I have a motion for a 10-minute extension of the meeting. Any objection? Hearing none, we're extended until past 10:30. All right. We're on to the National Office financials. Efren, would you like to give us a brief overview?
Yeah. I just want to inquire if after the National Office financial statements, if I could still consult the National Finance Committee for some financial matters. Do we have time?
What do you want to address with the Finance Committee?
It's like this. National, in paper, has income of 557,000 net income. But the truth is we have 276 central services not collected. So the real income since July, up to July, is 281, of which 142 have paid the auditors, leaving us with 139 cash as of now. Now, we have negotiated with the lawyers and other vendors who have previously sued us for monthly negotiated payments, and that averages 30,000 a month, leaving us with about 100,000 for salaries and other operating expenses. The situation is other stations are having difficulties paying National their central services. In short, after about a month, we do not know if we can still pay salaries as well as
transfer.
The other
I am sorry, that's not a valid extension. Please try again.
I'm sorry about that, Effie. Okay. Please continue.
Now, in short, after 1 month of operations without being able to collect from the stations, we are afraid National Office will really have difficulties. I have written all the stations and as I said, we are having difficulties collecting. So that is what I would like to consult the National Finance Committee, because National Office next week will need to advance again the health care insurances. And what I have in mind is to request the vendor to divide, to issue separate invoices to each station so that each station will pay directly to the vendor, to the healthcare insurers, Kaiser, United Health, Guardian, Sun Life, Vision, so that National will not worry anymore about advancing next week the healthcare services. That is one thing that I would like to inquire or to consult with the National Finance Committee. Is it all right to do that, or should we insist that National Office still advance next week the healthcare?
Well, I certainly don't think you require authorization from the committee or the board to ask the healthcare providers if they can build the stations independently. But if you'd like feedback from us, anyone think that's a bad idea?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Are Paul, Adriana, Tony?
I'm
here. Actually, I have some other questions I want to ask, so I hope we have time for that, too.
And Bill. And was that the only question that you wanted feedback from the committee on, Efren?
The other is the budget. Because it seems that not everyone is using the template that we have introduced. One station I know has the budget almost approved, but the template is not being used. The reason why National Office devised the template is because we intend to come up with the monthly rolling cash flow forecast for all the stations. And that template, once approved by the board, by everybody, that will start the process. We will have our monthly rolling cash flow forecast. What do I mean? The monthly forecast, depending on the results of the next month's operations, every month we will be changing figures, small or material, we do not know yet, because everything will depend on the developments every month. We all know that we have monthly budgets, but we also realize that they do not really materialize as we want, as we budgeted. So that on consultation with the respective general managers or with the stations, with the monthly rolling cash flow forecast we have in mind, he will be preparing new cash flows every month, depending on the latest developments. Of course, we do not just do that alone. The stations will be involved actively. But if the stations will not be used in the template, then the rolling cash flow forecast will not materialize. So, again, I would insist that the template be used.
Okay, that sounds like that's... Are you asking for feedback from the committee or just asking treasurers to tell their managers to use the templates?
The general managers need to use the template. That's all I can say.
Okay. We'll go to the stack. We have 4 minutes remaining on our extension. Our Paul?
Yeah. I think it would be a bad idea to just start sending the health benefits bills to the stations because a lot will not get paid. Even if you really alert them that this is happening, they still might missed that it's there. And two, stations, you know, we see that what happens is that money goes back and forth through Pacifica for this particular item a lot. And there are serious consequences if you suddenly stop paying your health benefits. I've seen this happen at BAI about 20-something years ago, and oh, wow, you can get into a lot of trouble doing that. So rather than risk the big problems we could have, I think we should just try to help the hope that we can get the stations to kick in central services for the national office, because otherwise I think it's more likely you're going to get defaults on your benefits, which will cause a lot of problems if you do it this way than if you just do the way we've been doing it so far. That's all.
Next, I have Adriana.
And Bill for the stack.
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can. And I've got you further down, Bill. Go ahead, Adriana.
Okay. The first thing, Edson, is you are asking for the general manager to follow the directives. I think that the basic problem that we are having in Basilica is exactly that everybody can do whatever they want. I think that we have an executive director, and we have in the national office now you, and at some point in time, a CFO, and they need to tell the employees what to do, general managers included. They have to follow the directives that they receive, and if not, should be consequences. That's it. They want to do it a different thing, they can do it in their own companies. They belong to Pacifica. The directives are being done from the national office, and they need to follow. If they cannot, they can go somewhere else. I think that this idea of they can follow if they want is even ridiculous. Respect to the healthcare providers, my question is, what happened? Because we were told before that if one of the stations doesn't pay, all the employees in all the network lose the benefits. That is important because, you know, that will define what to do. I think that nobody wants to pay their dues, but they lose their benefit because some of the stations didn't do it. I don't, to make a decision, I need to know. Consequences would be, I'm sure, at every station. But if everybody loses their benefit, I don't know. I don't think that anybody wants to do that. Do you have an answer for that, Efren?
Efren, the question is, if one station does not pay, will the other stations lose their benefits?
If the billings are all to national office and national office does not have the sufficient money to pay, or put it another way, some stations are not able to reimburse national office.
No, I think the question is if the stations get billed directly for their health insurance, will one station's failure to pay impact?
Then only that station will suffer.
Well, there is the answer there. Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana. Tony, you're next.
Yes, just quickly, I don't think that's a good idea, and I would agree with some of the things that R. Martin said. I mean, ultimately, the reason they're not paying because the stations don't have the money. They're not just, like, choosing that we're not going to pay that. And if they don't have the money, then those people at that station are going to lose their benefit. Ultimately, we're not five separate stations, as much as we want to think that it is. Ultimately, Pacific is going to be responsible legally. If those people do not get their benefits, it's going to come back to Pacifica. I don't think that's a good idea. I think we need to keep it like it is. I know it's frustrating, but if we do it that way, we're not getting away from anything because we're going to be liable. Pacifica is going to be liable when those employees lose their benefits because these stations don't pay it. So I don't think it's a smart idea. I think we need to keep it. It keeps it on the national level, and I understand the frustration of it, but I think the option is worse. The alternative is worse than what the state is forward. So I don't think it's a good idea.
And this is Lydia.
Okay, I'll put you on stack, Lydia. We are past time on our extension. Does anyone wish to propose a further extension?
I propose an extension of 5 minutes, Nancy.
5 minutes from Sorden. Anyone object?
I have a question.
What's the question, Serene?
What else is on the agenda?
Pacifica Radio Archive, budget review, and scheduling additional meetings. Sorry, Pacifica Radio Archive, financial statement review, and scheduling additional meetings for budget votes.
So I would propose 15 minutes.
Substitute motion is 15 minutes from Serene Roberts. Does anyone object to that? Hearing none, 15 minutes is now the main extension motion. Does anyone object? Hearing none, we are now extended until 47 past the hour. Next on stack, I have Serene.
Nancy.
Gotcha, Nancy. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay.
I don't think the last time that that benefits didn't get paid and people lost coverage happened 20 years ago. I know that it happened in 2013. So my question is, and I'm sorry, I know Efren answered Adriana's question, a similar question, but I didn't quite catch the answer. Are all stations covered under the same plan and therefore a failure, a same plan and policy, and therefore a failure to pay one would invalidate coverage for the others?
Can I answer that?
Well, he answered that, Sabrine. He said the answer was no. One station's failure to pay wouldn't impact the others.
Wait, I answered right away, but I still need to talk to the healthcare companies. But my first reaction was to say no, because that station, because if the healthcare companies would agree to divide, to allocate the billings, then it follows that what is allocated to this station, who does not pay, his coverage stops. That is, if we are able to convince the healthcare companies to allow to allocate the billings. If they agree, then that is automatic because it is now allotted to each station. I'm sorry I answered immediately without clarifying that we still need to talk to the stations, to the healthcare companies.
Well, folks, hold on, because our time is limited. Efren, if you need to talk to the health insurance, whoever you pay for health insurance, before you have a firm answer to that question, and it seems to me the answer to that question is pretty foundational to the feedback you're going to get from this committee, maybe you should just ask them how it would work.
Yeah, but before I ask them, I needed to inquire from you if what I will be doing is all right, if it is acceptable to the NFC.
Brian, can you continue with the stack? Maybe some of these things can be addressed and answered.
I'm finished.
Sorry, Serene, you had more?
Yes, thanks. So I think there are a couple of different questions that would come up, and I would say that I would like National to continue to pay for the healthcare benefits, not only because we have an aging and or old staff, to be correct, but when someone loses coverage and finds out because they end up in a hospital and they're told they have no coverage or something, it becomes very expensive. It'll be far more expensive for us to cover those bills than it would be for the money to be advanced. And I understand all the difficulties about advancing money when income is not what it should be. But I think employees are entitled to the assurance that their health coverage will be kept up regardless of what priority individual GMs may place on the various bills that they're juggling at any given time. But I would also ask for information on whether or not all employees have the same plan, and whether or not if we break it up so that each unit then becomes responsible for its own billing, for its own payments, whether or not that will increase the cost of coverage, because policies usually have sort of a group discount based on the number of people involved.
That's why I wanted to talk to them, but before doing that, I wanted to consult with you.
Okay, Efren, you're getting your consultation. We're going to keep going down the stack. I have Bill Crozier next.
Where am I on the stack?
You're after Bill, Lydia, and after you, I have Nancy. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, thanks. And I have a couple of questions for Efren. Just sort of follow up on a couple of items for the audit and also for elections. About 4 weeks ago, our ED told us that the Armanino had been paid for the FY13 audit. They were about to start on the FY14. Almost all of the preparations have been made, except maybe a little bit of work for WBAI, and that we'd have it all probably finished within about a month, which means about the end of August. So I wanted to check to see what is our exact status. And then the other question was about the elections, because a couple of weeks ago I asked RED if there was also money for the elections, and he said yes. And now it seems like I keep hearing there's not. So I'm hearing this contradictory information. I'm not sure what to believe.
For the election, I think it was discussed that the stations do not have the money available yet as of last week. Now, for the audit, the auditors have already given us their initial list of audit requirements, which I have already forwarded to all the stations, but I have not yet received the responses from the stations. Another is, for example, for KPFK, they still need to have an accountant, somebody good in accounting, who will finalize their bank reconciliations until September 30, 2014. National office did the bank reconciliations, but of course there were reconciling items which we could not adjust because we needed to see the documents which are there in LA. So it's really not easy to answer because a lot of factors come in.
We'll have, there's several related questions. Just, I mean, yes or no, have they actually started? Because John told us they were about to start. Have they been paid for the FY13
basically
audit?
If you are asking if they have started visiting us, not yet. Because the arrangement I made with them is, give me all your requirements and I'll give them all to the stations and we will follow up with the stations so that as soon as we get all the requirements, then you can start the audit. Nobody among the stations has given us yet any of those new requirements from the auditors. Because if you would, what happened in the past was the auditors are here, but then they started giving new requirements, which took the stations a lot of time to respond. Because, of course, understandably, the business managers are attending to the station's immediate needs. And audit, no matter how we say that audit is the most important thing right now, audit is not given priority. The audit schedules, preparation, it's not being given priority.
Okay, well, I'm not blaming you. This sounds like the exact opposite of what we heard a month ago. So I'm just trying to figure out what's going on and what the status is. Because it sounded like everything was ready, or, you know, 99% ready, and that they would be starting within a week.
Brian.
This was 4 weeks ago.
The initial documents needed are ready. But then, except, of course, as I mentioned, some bank reconciliations for KPFK, but the auditors are requiring a lot more items. So that, because the plan is, what we want to happen is for them to come here when everything is ready, so that it will be like a factory where they work continuously and the materials are there right away, all the raw materials they need, so that they immediately get the finished products. We do not want what happened in the previous years to happen again, when they are here and keep waiting for some additional documents.
Well, I understand that. I'm just trying to figure out if we got incorrect information earlier, because this was all under...
Bill, we've got a brief follow-up limit on this committee. Yeah. I can put you back on stack.
Well, it's the same question, basically. But
no, it's not.
Actually,
okay. I've got Lydia next on stack.
Okay, so back to the issue at hand about the insurance. Number one, I don't think that Efren should move on this beyond, I mean, if he wants to get some information. But there are a lot of moving parts to it, and absent the executive director, who would need to consult with all the general managers on this issue, and also I concur with what Serene said. I know at my place of employment, the rate for insurance is contingent on the number of employees that are in the plan. Also, the penalties, if it falls through the cracks, as it were, are, you know, enormous in some instances. And not to mention the pending litigation and so forth for having dropped someone from the insurance plan. So I don't think that's an option, and what Tony said was also accurate. It's not if the station gets sued, it's still Pacifica. And it's Pacifica who will be sued, not the individual station. So this is like a huge issue. It's the same issue that has come around relative to payroll, whether each station should handle their own payroll, but it's not something that we're equipped to do right now. The executive director is out of town. We don't have a CFO, and we haven't been given, we don't have the insurance plans in hand for us to review. Because even if Efren contacts the insurance companies and there's some verbal misunderstanding about something, we can't make a decision based on that. So I would say that for the moment, we should continue as is. And, you know, if you want to send us the insurance policies from all of our health insurance carriers, I didn't think there were that many. I thought several were with one carrier. And so that we can review that, and then when John Prophet returns in a week and a half, we can pursue this. And I would like to see us not leave this meeting without setting the date.
Yes.
And postpone the archives.
Okay. Last person I have on stack is Nancy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't need to ask it. My question has been asked and answered. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Nancy. Okay. That does it for the National Office. Final financial statement review is on Pacifica Radio Archive, which is the final tab in the spreadsheet you have.
Mr. Chair?
We need to postpone that.
Yeah.
Okay. Postpone until next meeting.
Point of order.
Yes, sir.
We've already said, we passed a motion at the last meeting that we would not do PRA until the director or business manager is present to talk to us.
Can you read me the specific language of that motion from the minutes of last meeting?
Hold on. Okay, I'm scrolling. Okay, that whenever the finances of the Pacifica Radio Archives are to be discussed by the NFC, that the director and or business manager are to be invited to participate in the same manner that a station general manager would be invited.
Well, I would have to say they've been treated the same as the stations. No one was invited to this discussion. It's just a routine monthly financial statement review.
Okay, on order, there's still a motion
on budgets, we customarily invite unit heads. But I do have a motion to postpone. Michael, that was for our next meeting?
Lydia made that motion to postpone it.
Okay, Lydia made a motion that's to postpone until our next meeting, Lydia?
That's correct.
Okay. Any objection to postponing PRA financial statement review? Hearing none, it's postponed until our next meeting. Our final item is scheduling special budget review meetings. I've got the KPFTX calendar up.
What's the kind of information?
Our next meeting is September 8th. Does any station intend to have a budget ready for NFC review before then?
Maybe, don't know.
Well, I'm not sure what to say about the KPFK budget. It's practically ready. We did discuss, I think there were some minor adjustments that had to be made based on, errors and a couple of things.
So on 9-8, we will possibly get to KPFK, and I guess that was a possibly on WPFW, Nancy?
Probably not, but who knows? We're working on it.
I know KPFA's local board sent the budget back to management for revisions and won't meet again to approve it until Saturday, September 12th. So that would be the date we're working forward from here. Bill, what's your earliest date from KPFT?
Well, our local budget committee is meeting on the 3rd and the LSB is meeting on the 9th. So with some luck, maybe we'll have something by then. After the September 9th. If not, it'll probably be October, which means, I don't know what it means.
Efren, do you know when we'll see a draft budget for the National Office?
I can complete that by next week, by end of next week.
Okay. And What about the Pacifica Radio Archive? Have you been working with them on the draft budget?
I have done the Pacifica Radio Archives, and all that is needed would be the inputs from Brian and from Mariana. But basically, everything is finished.
Okay.
Just like the template which I prepared for KPFK, for which I was surprised that it was not used.
Okay. So here's what I think, folks. We have a meeting scheduled for the 8th. It sounds like we will definitely be able to take up the National Office budget, probably the Pacifica Radio Archives budget, and hopefully KPFK, and maybe WPFW at that meeting. I think we should meet Tuesday, September 15th, when we know there will have been votes on budgets from KPFA and KPFT. That would conflict with the Archive Task Force. Are there any members of this committee who that would present a problem for?
Yeah, never mind, but I'll skip it. I said I might, but I'll skip it.
Okay. Does anyone object to having a budget meeting on Tuesday, September 15th?
Is this a motion?
It is a motion. I'm making it as a motion. Move that the National Finance Committee meet Tuesday, September 15th at 8:30 Eastern.
Point of order, is that instead of the 8th or both?
No.
In addition to.
Point of information, please.
What's your question, Serene?
The following Tuesday is their meeting?
Yes.
Excuse me?
What's on for the
22nd? 22nd is already a meeting.
For NSA?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a friendly amendment that we also reserve the 29th.
What's your amendment, Michael?
That we reserve the 29th on the KPFDX calendar.
Let's take one motion at a time.
Okay.
I didn't mean for that be the final word.
Okay.
So, is there any objection to scheduling an additional meeting for Tuesday, September 15th? Adriana, you object?
No. What I see in the Pacific calendar, that there is the Archive Task Force. We can ask even the archive people to be in the meeting. I don't know.
That's a good point. We may not get to their budget at that meeting, but hopefully we will have gotten to their budget the week before at the 8th.
Okay,
any objection to an additional budget meeting for Tuesday, September 15th? Hearing none, that motion's approved. Paul, you'll put it on the calendar?
I'm doing it now.
Thank you so much. And Michael, you wanted to make a motion.
I was suggesting that we reserve the 29th. I'm not saying they necessarily will have the meeting, but I think we should save the date so nothing else gets scheduled, so that we could meet then.
Well, it would be a motion to schedule a meeting for that day. We could subsequently cancel
it. All right.
We have the 22nd too for the finance committee.
The 22nd is already scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
So the proposal from Michael Novick is to have an additional budget meeting on Tuesday, September 29th. Now, I'll point out, the National Finance Committee might approve budgets on Tuesday, September 29th. It's not going to leave the PNB time to take anything up before the end of the fiscal year. Is there any objection to scheduling an additional meeting for Tuesday, September 29th? Hearing none, it's passed without objection. Paul, can you put that one on the calendar as well?
Yep.
All right. Does anyone else wish to make any further proposals about scheduling extra budget meetings? Well, hearing none, we've made it to the end of our agenda, and we are now adjourned. Thank you for your time, everyone. I will talk to you on September 8th.